this week is Political Week with Mix 97 on the morning show. I'm Sean Kelly with Miriam Sirkel, and our guest today from the Green Party.
It's Lori Borthwick. Welcome to the show, Lori. How are you?
I'm great, Miriam. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Lori, this is your second campaign in the last 6 months. It must feel like a full-time job at some point.
It does seem like I'm less retired than I thought, yes.
Well, thank you for giving us some time this morning. We really appreciate it. And for those listening this morning in Mix Nation, here's your opportunity just to tell everybody who you are. I know you've been in Belleville for quite a few years, but who you are, what you did for a living, all of that stuff.
Yes, well, I'm excited to be here, Sean and Miriam. Thank you so much for having us, having me. And I've moved to this area in 1989. I started working at Belleville General Hospital on July 4th. And I worked there for over 30 years as a respiratory therapist. That's someone who puts people on life support. We deal mostly with critically ill patients. And we thus also transfer patients between facilities. So I had the opportunity to really work at all of the local hospitals within our healthcare system. And really gave me a good insight into the issues.
I would think that healthcare might be the number one topic for those on the campaign trail when they knock on doors and have conversations with people. And your long history, lots of years in healthcare, it must give you an opportunity to really understand what people are going through.
Oh, absolutely. And I will say that it is really a huge issue in our riding. We have over 26,000 unattached patients. And I see every day the people that are just, they're worried, they're stressed, they don't have a doctor. Some of them are very elderly. They're wondering how to get prescriptions filled. Some of them are so elderly, they're not sure that they can, you know, get to a clinic to get the treatment that they might need if they need in-person treatment. So our emergency departments, which are already so busy, are now also being stressed with these people that have nowhere else to go.
You know, people have given up on hope when you hear stories of, well, I don't have a nurse practitioner or a doctor. Primary care for 5, 7, 8, 9 years. They get on these waiting lists, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait. You can see where the frustration has been setting in for the past 7 years.
Oh, it's really, yeah, it has not improved at all. When I came to Belleville and started working at the hospital at Belleville General, we had almost 500 beds. And now we have 192, I believe.
Wow.
And we have a much larger population that we're serving.
So what would the Green Party do if you were elected and you were running Queen's Park in the province? What would you do for healthcare?
Well, the first thing we would do is actually fund healthcare to the level that other provinces in Canada fund it. We have the least per bed hospital bed funding in per capita in Canada. We pay the least in healthcare per capita in Canada. You have to put the money in the system. But beyond that, we have to use money wisely. So we need more beds, obviously. When you have people sleeping in the hallways and waiting for hours and hours, 12-plus hours in the waiting room and emerge, you know you need more beds for those patients. And the other thing we desperately need is more primary care access, because that keeps people out of the hospital. That gives them a place to go. That gives them a better quality of life.
And Lori, there's also another topic that people are very concerned much right now, and it's the looming Trump tariff. And I believe also you touched on that yesterday at the debate in Wellington. So also on kind of like the same idea, if you were elected, then how would you tackle this tariff? I believe you talked about something like a local food hub.
Yes, well, that's one of our plan for rural Ontario. We found that Doug Ford seems very Toronto-focused. He seems to really be focusing on things like ripping out bike lanes and building imaginary tunnels. And we feel that it's important to support rural Ontario, so we have a great plan for that. And it just happens that the local food hubs to support our farmers and have them have the ability to sell their food to people in their local areas just ties in beautifully with what we need to go going forward to fight these tariffs. That is not our only plan for the tariffs. I think every party right now will be saying the same things, because as Canadians right now, we're all united. And we know that we need to create a tariff task force to respond quickly to the threats. And it would be an all-party and all-stakeholder task force. And an investment tax credit to get people to invest in Ontario and a Buy Ontario media plan, I guess. You know, so it's obvious when you're buying Canadian, when you're buying from your neighbors.
Lori Borthwick is our guest. She's with the Green Party in the upcoming provincial election for Bay of Quinte riding. Lori, municipalities across the province, and I'll speak to the different communities under the umbrella of Bay of Quinte. We've got Quinte West, Belleville, Picton. The challenges for the municipalities is the continuous downloading by the provincial government, and also our homeless population, mental health, addiction services. The funding has been scarce. There was an announcement a couple of weeks ago, just prior to the election, for the health heart hub here in Belleville that will work with the county. How would the Green Party tackle the homeless population issues across the province?
Well, the first thing we need for our homeless folk is housing. We need housing first. And unfortunately, the Heart Hub comes with, I believe, 25 or 30 homes or housing spaces. But we have over 200 chronically unhoused people on the street, visibly unhoused every day. So we need more than that. So our plan is to build 60,000 supportive units across Ontario for our unhoused folks. We feel that there is probably 85,000 unhoused folks right now across Ontario, which is, it is just devastating. And I mean, it was just, I think, last week that we lost of our longtime unhoused folks who died out on a snowbank, and had to receive critical care. So we need to look after everyone in our society, the most vulnerable, need the most help.
Lori, you got 60 seconds. Why should people support Lori in the upcoming provincial election on February the 27th?
Well, I think people need to vote green this time. I think that I have worked in this community for over 30 years. I know the issues. I will continue to work in this community and represent the needs of the people in this riding over party politics. I will be their voice at Queen's Park.
Lori, how's the campaigning going with the weather? Like in the wintertime doing a campaign, you a little nervous walking on sidewalks? Or are you wearing broom ball shoes when you're out to walk on the ice? Like, what's the deal?
You do have to navigate very carefully around some icy patches. A lot of my volunteers are, obviously more elderly because they're the people that aren't at work right now. And I really have just been kind of like, I can't have them slipping and falling. So I've been doing quite a bit more just out on my own because I really don't want anyone to get hurt. And putting up signs has been a real challenge as well, but I think we handled it quite well with our green ingenuity.
Thank you for this. Lori Borthwick, the green candidate in the upcoming election. Thank you for your time.